Hey everybody, my name is Dale B. Smith. I am the chair of the Lawrence Cultural Arts Commission. It is 7:33 and this is our regular monthly Lawrence Cultural Arts Commission meeting for March 13th. And I will start things off as I always do by tossing it over to Porter, who will read a little statement.
Thank you, Daniel, and good evening, everyone. I just have a few housekeeping items for the Zoom portion of tonight's meeting. This meeting is being recorded and broadcast on the city's YouTube channel and cable channel 25. Please remember to mute yourself during the meeting unless you're speaking. The chat function for this public meeting is disabled. All chats will go to me. Unless you're participating during the meeting, please turn your video off. This allows the active meeting participants to be seen on screen. You'll still be able to hear the meeting. When you are participating in the meeting, please turn your video on. If you have any trouble, you can send me a chat. The city reserves the right to mute people or turn individual videos off to minimize distractions during the meeting. And now I'll turn it back to Daniel.
All right, great. Thank you, Porter. So now I will go ahead and do the roll call. There will be a new addition that people will notice, but I will begin with Marlo.
Present.
And then Dina.
Present.
And then Marciana.
Present.
And then Rebecca.
Out.
And Jill.
Hi.
And then Tim. And then Alicia.
Present.
And then Brooke.
Present.
And then Beverly.
Present.
It was a new addition, and I am obviously also present. Our first item on the agenda is to approve the minutes for February 7th, 2024. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to look over them. If anybody has any issues with them, they would like to point out now. If not, as always, simply looking for a motion to approve.
So this is Dina. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Great. Thank you, Dina. Can I get a second?
I'll second. Marciana.
Thank you, Marciana. I will now go through the roll again to approve the minutes for February 7th, 2024, starting with Marlo.
I'll abstain because I wasn't present for that meeting.
Perfect. And then Dina?
Approve.
And then Marciana?
Approve.
And then Alicia?
Approve.
And then Brooke?
I'll abstain also because I was not there.
Agree. And Beverly, obviously, you weren't at that meeting either.
I will abstain.
But I will also approve. So, but for the abstentions, it will pass. Which takes us right over to the second item we have here, which is an introduction of our new commission member, Beverly, who obviously I've already mentioned a couple of times, but I'd just like to introduce you to the folks who are here in person and also our friends on Zoom. So if you would like to take a moment and talk about what inspired you to apply to be on the Cultural Arts Commission and sort of what you get up to in and around Lawrence, feel free to go ahead.
Hi, my name is Beverly Victoriano. And well, oh my gosh, there's a focus. I did not see that. I'm always looking here. Okay. Well, I'm in theater. I'm opera singer. And I do filmmaking also. I actually volunteer at KTWU as floor director, camera person, and now audio. I'm learning audio. So I love the arts, and that's the reason why I'm here. I figured contribute, give my input somehow. Just contribute to the community. That's it. So,
great.
Yeah.
Well, it's been
welcome.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. Seems like you've got a really interesting background. Maybe you know more about the cameras and audio equipment that are scattered around this room than most of us do. Well, I look forward to getting to know you more, future meetings and whatnot. But for now, I will continue to Zoom.
We should let everybody introduce.
Oh, right. Everybody else.
She has a next phase.
Great.
And so you know, we give you a honeymoon period.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. We know it takes a while. Everybody's been through this process, so no worries, but it's good for you to get to know everybody. So, and you met all of us.
We do.
You did not meet Brooke.
Hi. I'm Brooke. I also have a background in theater, which is how I got here. And welcome. It's nice to meet you.
It's Dina.
Hi, and welcome. My name is Dina Amont, and our education at Washburn University. And so my background is in visual arts and art education. Previous to joining Washburn about 2 years ago, I taught visual art at Lawrence High School for about 20 years. I was also a part-time teacher at the Lawrence Arts Center and other venues around town. So nice to meet you and welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Rebecca, would you introduce yourself to Beverly, who's a new board member?
Hello, Beverly. I'm Rebecca Schlichting. I'm a professor of the practice at the University of Kansas in the Journalism Department, and I'm a filmmaker as well, and a member of the Iowa Tribe of Kansas and Nebraska. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And Alicia?
Hello, I'm Alicia Kelly. Welcome, Beverly. I'm relatively new, too, so... I am a working artist, mainly in paper arts and some printmaking. I work for myself as well as the Arts Center and kind of do small things here and there. So, welcome.
And Marciana? There she is.
Hello. Hi. Here. Come here. Hi. Hi. Welcome. So glad to have you with us. I am a photographer. That's what has me most interested in the arts, and during the day, I do make a little money by being a psychologist.
Thank you.
Meet you.
And we're just missing Tim Metz and Jill, but you'll meet them in future meetings. So.
Okay.
Great, welcome very much. Yeah, great to have you. Really appreciate it. I'm glad you put your application in, and here you are.
Yes.
Great, thank you for reminding me to do the introductions, Porter.
No problem.
All right, sometimes I have a habit of rushing through things, but I will now continue to rush on. The next section on the agenda has not been super active recently, but it is the point in which we make some time for public comment. I'm not seeing anybody here in the room. I don't think there's anybody on Zoom. Porter, you can correct me if I'm wrong.
I do not see anybody on Zoom.
If anybody is, unmute yourself and holler or raise your hand or one of those things, but hearing none. We can move along to new business and the very exciting, very popular Kansas Open Meetings Act presentation, which Porter has been teasing for months now, and we're finally getting around to. COMA and CORA stuff is stuff that I deal with quite often, and I find it pretty exciting. So hopefully the presentation, everyone will find it riveting as we learn about some of the statutes and stuff we have to abide by.
Let me...
Are you almost there? I'm trying.
My screen. And let me get to the presentation. And let me open the presentation. There's many mouse clicks on this process here. Okay. So, yes, thank you, Daniel. So our city attorney's office asks us to do this with every board and commission. Each year, so we've been teasing it, and here it is. We have improved the look of it with the new brand, and I threw some nice photos in there to try to make it a little more palatable. So we'll go through this, and now why isn't it going over here? Huh? How do I get out of this? I guess I can do that. Okay.
Excellent work.
Thank you. All right, so the Kansas Open Meetings Act, affectionately known as COMA, was enacted by Kansas legislature in 1972. It's described as a cornerstone of public access to local and state government, and it requires local and state government to conduct business of the public in public. COMA applies when the body involved is a covered entity and there is a meeting as defined in the act. Bodies subject to the act applies to all legislative and administrative bodies, state agencies, and political and taxing subdivisions, which receive or expend and are supported in whole or in part by public funds. And of course, this includes the Cultural Arts Commission. A meeting occurs when there is a gathering or assembly in person or through use of a telephone or other medium for interactive communications by a majority of the membership of the body and for the purpose of discussing the business of the body. Interactive communication. This act applies when there is interactive communication, and it clearly applies when members are in physical presence of one another, like tonight, If there were telephone calls, including conference calls and or virtual video calls at this point, work sessions, staff briefings, video conferencing, online communications, in parentheses, when there is the opportunity for contemporaneous interaction. For our 11-member commission, a majority of the voting membership or a quorum of the body is 6 members. When discussing the business of the body, discussion of public business is what triggers the application of the Kansas Open Meetings Act. A vote or binding action is not necessary for COMA to apply. So any discussion you all have about the business relates to COMA and the transparency that COMA requires. Social gatherings are not subject to COMA as long as there's no discussion of the business of the body. So if we all went to a reception at the art center, that's fine. Just don't talk about city business. Members may attend conferences where items of general interest are discussed as long as specific business of the body is not discussed by a majority of the body. Electronic communications. The Attorney General has indicated that the mere fact that a communication is electronic does not raise a COMA issue. If a majority of the body uses an electronic communication to engage in interactive discussions, such contact may raise a COMA issue. A single email sent to other commissioners would likely not be considered a violation, but participation in an online chat room or instant messaging may be considered a violation of COMA because of its interactive nature. Simultaneous Facebook posts by board members concerning the business of the body can constitute a meeting under COMA. So even social media comes under scrutiny for this. In a 2020 example, the Kansas Attorney General found that a majority of board members posting back and forth on social media or any other medium about a recent governing body vote engaged in a meeting. Takeaway is that it is important to keep in mind that the use of advanced technology can directly affect compliance with these important state laws. Members are encouraged to act with caution when posting on Facebook or other social media and to be mindful of whether other members are also commenting, as engaging in a discussion with a majority in any format may likely constitute a violation of COMA. With email, avoid initiating an online discussion with fellow committee members through email. So typically you'll see me email all of you, and that's why I ask you to email me back directly so we don't get into any kind of challenge. If you did it accidentally, it probably would not be a big deal. I don't want anybody to panic. It's not like this is that intense, but generally speaking, it's better to communicate with me and let me communicate with the board. You may receive emails about city matter, and all other committee members are also sent or copied on the email. And what I was just saying, avoid the reply all function. Whoops. A series of interactive communications of less than a majority is not permitted under COMA. A violation of COMA may occur if collectively involve a majority of the membership of the body, share a common topic of discussion concerning business or affairs of the body, and are intended by any or all of the participants to reach agreement on a matter that would require binding action to be taken by the body of the agency. So the general scope of that is any business you guys conduct should be done in a public setting.
Oh, yeah.
COMA applies when the body involved is a covered entity and there is a meeting. That includes interactive communication and majority of the membership of the body, and members discuss the business of the body. COMA requirements. All meetings of entities covered by COMA must be open to the public and proper notice must be given. So that's why we meet here. That's why we have Zoom, and that front door is wide open so anybody can come in and view this meeting. We also are considerate of people with certain disabilities and that type of thing. So we try to make this as accessible as possible in all ways. Meetings must be conducted so the public may observe or listen to the proceedings. Notice. Notice of the date, time, and place of any regular special meeting must be given to any person requesting such notice. We do that automatically by posting all of our agendas and that type of thing. COMA does not require notice to be given within any particular time frame. Notice must first be requested before a body is required to provide it. Agendas. COMA does not require an agenda be created. If a body creates an agenda, it should include the topics planned for discussion. Agendas can be amended. If agendas exist, copies must be available to those who request them. Whoops. Wait a minute, I lost my place here. Sorry. Agendas. Okay. Well, thank you. So there you go.
Great.
Does anybody have any questions? It's fairly straightforward, and I always recommend to people, you know, lean on the side of caution. And obviously, we're typically not doing significant financial business with the city, but there are programs that we run that we've seen funding for, and there have been issues that have been somewhat contentious, so we have to be mindful of that. Okay. There you go.
Great. Thank you, Porter. If anybody does have any questions, you can always follow up with Porter or I, mostly Porter, but for those of you who are not super familiar with COMA, the best part about knowing about COMA is now if you run into one or more of your fellow commissioners in the grocery store, you can make some witty COMA jokes about how you have to, like, get away from each other before we violate COMA. That's really the upside of knowing about COMA. So that is the only new business we have. I almost said what I always said about this being a short meeting, but we'll see. If nobody has any other comments about COMA, we are going to move into old business, and we have some interesting updates on things that we've previously discussed, beginning with the Lawrence Music Census, which I personally filled out and thought it was very great. So if you want to take it away, Porter, I don't know.
Yes, the Music Census started March 1st. It runs through March 22nd, and we may do an extension if we want to do a push to get more people to fill it out. Thus far, as of Monday, Nick told me that there were about 300 valid surveys, and that's a great start. We're shooting for 1,000, but we suspect that spring break is caused some delay a little bit, so we're going to keep pushing it out. If you guys can do the same with your social media, if you think of anybody, you know, that's involved in the music scene in any way, shape, or form, please feel free to push this information to them. We really want to capture as much information as we can. That includes, like, you know, we realize that there's a certain age bracket that's more likely to do a survey. Younger people may not be as intrigued by it. So also working with teenagers and stuff and getting word out to them and making sure that they understand if they're 18 years old or older that we want their information. That would be great. So it's gone well, and we're meeting regularly and working out ways to get it promoted, and we'll keep you posted.
Great. Does anybody have any questions or comments about the Lawrence Music Census? Does not sound like it. As I mentioned, I filled it out. I thought it was really, really good survey, but I have not done a great job of sharing it out to people I know. So I will try and do that a little bit more before March 22nd.
That would be great.
So if nobody else is in their comments, we do also have an update on the ODSC annual exhibition. That is the outdoor sculpture exhibition. I actually can't remember what we're technically referring to it this year as. We're
in this nebulous stage because I still refer to it as the outdoor downtown sculpture exhibition, but I'm also calling it temporary public art program to try to, and I think we'll kind of massage that for a year or so and then kind of move into a new title. The legacy of ODSE is so important, so I don't want to lose that. But I also want to make sure people understand, especially people new to Lawrence, they understand what the intention of the program is. So it's kind of a both and. But I'm working with the artists and getting their contracts set up. They're each getting paid $2,000 instead of the $1,750 as agreed. I have not spoken with, I cannot think of her name, Kristen Garnett. Yet because she was traveling in Europe, but we've started an email communication, so I'm still exploring whether or not we can include her artworks. So this is for the temporary public art program that we do. And so we just selected the artists, and I'm working with them to do all the contractual administrative stuff to get them paid and start setting things up. So all's going well. They're coming in slowly but surely. And my request to you all is I'm thinking, so there's 5 Fridays in May. So final Friday will be May 31st. As the person that's often out in the extremely hot weather in June, I'm thinking that we can shoot for final Friday in May. I know there's other things going on, but I think that's okay that, you know, this tends to attract a unique audience. So we don't have to vote on that, but just kind of by show of consensus, is that amenable to everybody that we would make the opening sculpture walk May 31st? Is anybody adamantly opposed? Ina's giving a thumbs up. I don't hear anybody yelling or screaming or anything, so I think we're good. Excellent. All right, so we will shoot for that. And that's all I have on that. I'm excited, and the artists are excited, so glad to get that rolling early.
Great. Does anybody have any other questions or comments? It's okay if you don't, but it's been a quiet meeting so far.
I have a question.
Yeah, go for it.
And just because this is my first time kind of being behind the scenes or seeing it all, do you all typically have a photographer during that day take photos? Or like when you all are walking? I feel like I remember that last year.
We have a photographer on staff here who was able to get out and do that. So hopefully he's available again. And we would do that. Yeah, it's great to capture pictures and stuff and use it for social media.
Yeah, and is that, I'm trying to remember if it was shared with me, and I think it was. I think it would be awesome if, I don't know if there's any channels it has to go through, but it being shared with the artists.
I think I sent you some, but let me do a favor, because I'm going to be out tomorrow. Would you just send me a quick email and remind me, and I'll make sure you get all those pictures.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Happy to share. That is not proprietary. Well, it is technically, but happy to share it because that benefits you guys too. So, yeah, if anybody wants those, we're happy to share those. Thanks for asking, Alicia.
Yeah, that's a great question, Alicia. It is definitely beneficial to those artists to have some like professionally photographed their work. So, great. Any other questions or comments about the ODSC, also known as the Temporary Public Art Program? If not, we will move on to an update on the Parks, Recreation, Arts, and Culture Comprehensive Plan, the ongoing broad strategic planning effort around the arts, culture, parks, and recreation department. So
slight tangent. I hope everybody heard that a new Parks and Recreation director has been hired. Marlo and I got to serve on the interview panel, and I think I won't speak for Marlo, but this individual has a lot of arts and culture background. I'm very pleased that this person was the person chosen. I think what I noticed was a lot of humility, which I think is good coming into a new situation, but also a lot of vision and real experience working at a much bigger capacity, frankly. So I'm pleased, and I'll let Marlo speak to that too.
Same. I was really moved by the thoughtfulness of the organization, like reviewing the candidates. It was a joy to get to know the candidates. And Luis really struck me as someone who would be, like Porter said, visionary, aware of the arts. He's coming from an outside perspective, so I think he might challenge us a little bit, which I was really excited by. So I think it's a really bold move for the city, and I was very excited that that actually transpired. And I think it's going to be wonderful to meet him and to have him in part of this group.
Yeah, exciting to have him come in. So I say that because that ties into the comprehensive plan. With the announcement of his hiring, we're kind of slowing things down a little bit to try to give him an opportunity to come in on the tail end of this whole planning process. That said, next Tuesday at the City Commission meeting, there will be a presentation of the current comp plan, what's transpired as far as community engagement, and the ETC survey, which is the community survey that was done specifically for this plan. So that'll be presented next Tuesday, and I really encourage you either to tune in, or of course you can see video later, and I will send you guys an email with links and stuff to make your lives a little easier. That information, the agenda will come out tomorrow evening, so it'll be out tomorrow. You can certainly come here, but it's also easy to get on Zoom and just listen into that presentation. It's interesting in the sense that the ETC, you know, we have a lot of very passionate people in Lawrence, as you all know, and people are really good about promoting their interest area, which is great. It's nice, though, to see the survey to get a sense of what does the community as a whole really want and what are they looking for. So that's the balancing that that helps provide. So that's happening next Tuesday. And then Thursday, April 4th, the steering committee is going to meet again. They met in February. They'll meet again. And that's to keep their process going forward as they are moving along. And I will post that information as well. And then because Luis is coming in, we're going to change that open house meeting. We had a community meeting set for March 27th. We're actually going to cancel that and move it to May 23rd. And that way he can participate in that open house meeting. And I will send all these dates to you guys. So just for awareness, all that's happening. And we are kind of coming into the final push for this overarching plan. So it's getting exciting. It'll be great to get him tuned into what's happening with that. So is the plan update.
Sorry. Would it be possible to plug him into the ODSC opening if we're looking at May 31st, since he would already be on board? And maybe that's a great way for the arts community to meet him.
Absolutely. Great idea. And he's actually traveling in and out as he's transitioning out of his current position. He's attending like meetings here occasionally too. So they're doing an executive team retreat. So he'll be part of that. So he's getting to know everybody. So very cool. That is that for the comprehensive plan. Does anybody have any questions?
Down.
All right, great. Yeah, hearing no questions, I do want to quickly say thank you to Marla for doing that interview. I know that was a pretty long process. I unfortunately was out of town, so thank you for doing that for us. And that is the end of our old business, which brings us right to committee updates. We have a few. The Grants Advocacy Committee does need to schedule a meeting.
Right.
To review our 2025 guidelines. So that is something which, looking down at the bottom, members of the Grants Advocacy Committee, myself, Marlo, Rebecca, and Tim, who's not here. So if we could find a time, that is sometimes in the past, in these meetings, we've all looked at our calendars and found a time, but maybe it's better to do that via email after the fact. What do you think, Porter?
It's up to you all. I could even send out a doodle poll. It would help me, though, to get a sense of, are you guys interested in meeting in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, on weekends? Just get a sense of what works best, because I know everybody has different work schedules and that type of thing. And Tim, unfortunately, is not here, so.
I think in the past we've met prior to this meeting, like at 6 o'clock, which worked pretty well. And so it's nice because it's like a Wednesday night and I'm just dedicating that night.
It is really convenient. I went to a coffee shop directly before coming to this meeting, so I think just meeting at that coffee shop to discuss those guidelines could work well.
Rebecca, so. Is that amenable to you?
And for that?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Would a Wednesday evening for a grant advocacy meeting, like prior to this meeting, so like 6 o'clock on our April meeting, would that work for you schedule-wise?
Yeah, that works for me.
Sounds like that'll work. That was easy.
Yeah. Great. I mean, assuming
all those in charge of scheduling from here on out.
Sure. We tell Tim messes this up.
Exactly. I will say the meeting before this meeting is just in general always a great idea. So thanks for bringing that up.
Okay, let's set that up. I'll put out a doodle poll. Well, no, I don't have to. We it's done.
We're in. Okay.
Great. Wow. Sorry, I was ready to do all sorts of work and need to.
The other committee updates we have for the Phoenix Awards, I know Porter, you and I were talking prior to this meeting about this being kind of like maybe the most important thing we're doing tonight, but reviewing the artist RFQ for the Phoenix Awards. So for folks who are not aware, the Phoenix Awards, it's an every other year thing. So 1 year we'll have the ceremony, the actual Phoenix Awards ceremony, and then the other year we will find an artist and have them create the awards. So we're in that part of the cycle. So
the RFQ, I emailed it to everybody, and I know it was last minute and stuff. So I don't know that this requires a formal vote. I mean, if you wanted to vote, you could. But If I guess what I would do is say, if anybody, if you all could read through it and then let me know if you have any concerns or thoughts via email straight to me, that would be great. It's, you know, it's the same RFQ that we've used in years past, so it's fairly straightforward. And I put dates and things in there, but I can always change that a little bit. We have some time on this, so we don't have to, you know, belabor tonight for that purpose.
DLB Smith, I'm curious, from a timeline standpoint, do we feel like we need to get that, put a rubber stamp on that prior to our next meeting, or
It could actually go to the next meeting, because there isn't a mad rush on this, because we won't, you know, the Phoenix Awards will be till 2025 in the fall if we stay on track, so we're not in a mad rush. I just would want to get a contract set up with an artist and that type of thing. And theoretically, their work would be done by the end of this year. So, but that's not, you know, I think we have plenty of time. So
I don't know if anybody's had a chance to look at the RFQ prior to this meeting. It has a lot of really intense criticisms or suggestions. But if not, I think as a goal for all of us to take a look at it between now and the next meeting and have at least a thumbs up or some level of input so that we can finalize that next meeting and then go through the process of getting us a Phoenix Award artist, which is it's pretty exciting. So
I'll do that. I'll bring it back on April 10th and then we can give it a thumbs up.
I'm definitely going to look at it immediately after this meeting so that I don't forget. And but however else all of you want to handle remembering to take a look at it, that'd be great. Does anybody have any other questions or comments? All right. That is, okay, now we have one more committee update, which is scheduling the opening date for the ODSC. So yeah, we already kind of got to that. So May 31st, I think that sounds great. June is always a really busy month. There's a lot of cool stuff happening in June. And so it's close to June, but not technically being June, I think will be in our favor. So that's all we have on our committee updates. And then we get to the most exciting section of each of these meetings, which is miscellany. I know that we actually have some dedicated miscellany in the agenda, but I did want to start off the miscellany section for our new member, Beverly, and I guess even folks who haven't been around too long. Miscellany is generally a time when we talk about cool things that we've seen, arts or cultural events we've been to, or things that are coming up that we're excited about that we want to help get the word out about. And I will simply say that I'm excited to go to the Transit Center's opening on the 23rd. The COMA presentation that Porter prepared had a lot of really great photos of the cool artwork at the Transit Center. And I'm excited to see a big ribbon get cut in front of all that cool art and clap vigorously. But that's what I've got. That's really my only update. So if anybody else has any cool things that they would want to plug, obviously, I guess, Marlo, I can pass it over to you. I know you have a very specific item, so.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a quick update. We have a really wonderful project by the Lawrence Arts Center. It's to honor the Liarda community. If you're not familiar with the Liarda community, they were Mexican-American railroad community. Santa Fe Railroad built a housing unit in East Lawrence between 1921 and 1950 to house their workers. And since then, there was a flood in 1951, so all that's remaining are concrete foundations to this day. So we've received a grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield to display a public piece of artwork on an intersection on the Lawrence Loop that's close to the Liarda site. So we've been working in partnership with Parks and Recreation, with Porter's help, as well as Blue Cross Blue Shield, Douglas County LiveWell, with their connections to the Lawrence Loop, because they're trying to get people engaged on the trail system and appreciate art in a new way and recognize culture. And the Liarda families are pretty much the most important part of the steering committee, as well as the Watkins Museum of History. So we've had an RFQ that's out. It closes on Friday, so that's why I wanted to bring it up at this meeting, just so everyone was aware. We've gotten some great inquiries, mostly local artists from Lawrence, Topeka, and Kansas City, but people have taken site visits to the area. We're primarily looking for a 3D piece of art. There's not a wall on that intersection, so we've gotten some great inquiries from artists. So I'm excited to see by March 15th what comes in, but I wanted you all to be aware, and if you had any questions, feel free to let me know. But it's a really exciting project, and I'm delighted that it's happening. We have residents that lived there as children, and so I'm really passionate about getting this project ribbon cut while they can see it in their lifetimes, because it's such a gift to have them share their experience in their own words, not us just recounting history from a third person perspective. So it's a really awesome project. We're hoping like fall of 2025 it would be open. So
can you share the webpage?
Yes, thank you, Porter. FindingLaGuarda.com is our website, and it has description of the project, it has the RFQ, and then it also has a description of an exhibit that we're doing at the Art Center in August. So we're going to recreate a room from LaGuarda, and we have six different artists collaborating together to recreate this. We have a pinata artist doing a gorgeous mural. I'm doing some video projections. We're constructing kind of like a set that you're going to walk through and experience what it was like, because it was really close quarters. We have a sculpture artist that's doing some hand and face moldings of the residents and their families to recreate some of their imagery. So it's a very exciting project. And findinglaGuarda.com, maybe Porter could share that out to the group in a subsequent email. But if you know of any artists that would just get at their RFQ in by Friday, feel free to spread the word. But it's really exciting. I'll keep you all updated as we go along.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of those, the more I learn, the more intriguing it gets.
Yes.
So it's really fun and exciting. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that, Marlo. I feel like that's something that I've heard people talking about, and it's been, you know, in the works for a long time. So having like even a projected date when that might be happening is pretty exciting. If anybody else has anything they have recently seen or experienced or are looking forward to, feel free to share. No pressure, as always. I know we've talked in the past about how at this point in the meeting, sometimes people are just sleepy and want to go. But I'll open the floor.
Okay, I'll go. I'm pretty excited about the film Hot Times in the Heartland. I know that they're doing a showing at the Nelson on March 23rd, and I think it's April 4th here at Liberty Hall. Is that correct? Does anybody know?
I don't know the exact date, but I
think it's early April, so I'm pretty excited to go see that.
It's titled Hot Times?
Hot Times in the Heartland, and it's about climate change and things like that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, hearing none, that will be pretty much the end of our meeting. This was actually a shorter one. I didn't actually do the thing that I used to do where I would say, I feel like this meeting is going to be short, and then I'd be like, sure. I came close, but then it actually did happen. This was, I feel like, on the shorter side. So if nobody else has anything else they want to share or anything else throughout the agenda they want to call back to, we can go ahead and I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Marlo. And can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Brooke. For our new members, we don't do roll call for the adjournment. So it's just that's just it.
Say we don't want to adjourn.
Yeah, we have a motion and a second. So thank you all for joining us for this relatively short Lawrence College Arts Commission meeting. I will see you all next time, if not sooner. And thank you all for volunteering your time. Thank you to Kurt. Thank you to Porter. Thank you to whoever prints the agendas for us. Is that also you, Porter? Okay, great.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.